On Saturday, December 5th at 5:30 p.m., the Lennoxville and District Women's Center will be hosting a candlelight vigil in honor of the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. Lennoxville District Women's Center Interim Programs Coordinator Jennifer Smith-Baudouin is here today to give us some more details.
Yes, like you mentioned, our event on Thursday, December 5th will be held at Uplands Museum. The Women's Center has held the vigil for almost 20 years now, originally to commemorate the Polytechnique massacre in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And which was in 1989, as most of you know. So every year we hold the vigil to commemorate those 14 young women that were murdered at the massacre, but also to commemorate all other women that have been victims of violence, but also women who continue to be in abusive relationships.
Is it a real big problem in our area, in the Sherbrooke area, in the Eastern Townships?
It is, which is why we feel that it's important to continue to hold events like the vigil to raise awareness about abuse issues, violence issues, because they are still very present in our community, in our small community, but also in the community at large as well.
Okay. Now, your function at LDWC, at the Women's Center, is the Interim Programs Coordinator. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the programs that you do have in place?
We have a wide range of programs at the Women's Center. Many are based around awareness, like I mentioned earlier, awareness campaigns. We have as well one-off activities. We have different courses. We have a playgroup for mothers and young children. We have different legal workshops, financial workshops. Really, we try to offer our activities based on members' needs. Mm-hmm. So we encourage members to come to us with a specific workshop or session that they're looking for, and we try to cater to that as much as possible. We also offer what is called in other Francophone women's centers, relation d'aide, mm-hmm. which means that we meet with women in a confidential space, one-on-one, and accompany them through issues that they may have, and try and refer them when possible to other organizations or services that would be also equipped to help them.
So if a woman is in a situation where it is violent, what can she do? How can she proceed to get some help?
We have a very good local women's shelter here in the Sherbrooke area, Lescal. So we would refer women to Lescal as an urgent service. The Women's Center is not a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week service. We're not a frontline emergency service. So we do more accompaniment mm-hmm. with women in terms of if they need to, maybe even if they need to get their belongings out of their household or accompany them later on in the legal process. If there's a medical process as well, we can do that. For really specific emergency needs, we refer and encourage people to contact Lescal or the local police service as well.
Okay. Is there a website for Lescal that a woman could check out if she were in a bad situation?
Yeah, there is a website for Lescal. You would just have to search Lescal de l'Estrie.
And how do you spell that?
Lescal is Lescale.
Okay.
So, I mean, they have services readily available. They also have bilingual services. So for Anglophone women as well, we feel that it's important to be able to refer them to a service where their needs can be met as well in their first language.
Okay. Now, as a community, how can we help LDWC?
As a whole,
yes.
there are many ways to help. Obviously, for us, one of the things that we appreciate are for people to show their support. So whether it's you participate in an activity, come out to an event such as the vigil, to help us spread the word about these services, spread the word about the issues. Obviously, as a nonprofit, we do have core funding, but monetary donations are always something that goes a long way. We do have charitable status, so we mm-hmm. are able to issue income tax receipts as well. But those are all different ways that you can help in small ways, bigger ways, but just generally spreading the word about our organization, about the services that are available. And if you know of anyone that you think might need a service, whether it be intervention in an emergency situation or just someone that you feel would need a little extra help, then please pass along our information.
Okay. Also, isn't Boutique Encore somehow connected with the Women's Center?
Yes, I'm actually glad you brought that up. Boutique Encore is very connected to the Women's Center. It is an activity of the Women's Center. Boutique Encore is a local social enterprise that is located right next door to here, actually,
right
at 178 Queen. So everything at Boutique Encore is donated to us. So we have clothing and accessories for both men and women that are donated by members of the community. We resell these clothes at small fees, and we reinvest then profits generated from the social enterprise back into the community through different programs.
So it's really great, because if we want to clean out our closets, we can take our clothing over there. You take just about anything, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Any clothing, accessories, shoes, purses. Currently, we are also collecting specifically winter items and non-perishable food items for our Bare Necessities campaign.
Yes, tell us a little bit more about the Bare Necessities campaign as well.
So Bare Necessities is something that we have launched very, very recently. Through different meetings with clients, with other members of the community, other organizations, we've realized that there is a very real need for specifically winter clothes as well as food items. The Women's Center has always received these donations and in an informal way been able to distribute them to families, and whether they be families in the community or specifically women that we met at the Women's Center. So we've always been able to do that, but we've recently tried to expand that beyond and also have a more of a presence on both BU and Champlain campuses because we feel that there are a lot of students there that are also in need of a little extra helping hand.
Well, it's really a great work that you are doing, and if we can do anything to help you out in some way, we should take the opportunity to do so. So thank you so much for talking to us today about this.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And so be sure to attend the Candlelight Vigil.
Yes, the Candlelight Vigil is this coming Thursday, December 5th at 5:30 p.m. at Uplands Cultural and Heritage Museum.
And what can we expect when we go there besides the Candlelight Vigil?
We have local members of the community that will be speaking.
Okay.
We have several speakers lined up. We also have some musicians, Matthew McCulley and Amos, will also be present as they were last year to perform musical pieces.
Oh, terrific.
It's really a time for us to gather and reflect on what violence is and how as a community we can come together and alleviate that as much as possible.
Thank you so much.